This morning we're going to watch a movie clip from the movie Contact. I don't know if you've ever watched the movie Contact. I call it a recent movie, but as I look at it, I think it was several years ago. I hate to say that. Now, as with any movie, parents, please watch it before you allow your kids to see it. I am not a movie judge in that way. But in this movie, Jodie Foster plays Dr. Ellie Arroway searching for extraterrestrial life. And Matthew McConaughey plays Palmer Joss, a former pastor and now a spiritual leader in the White House in this movie. So as we begin here, they're at a party and they're in a conversation that will start us off today.
Wow. You look beautiful, Ellie.
So do you.
Yeah, I really do.
I read your book.
Here we go.
Would you like me to quote you? Ironically, the thing that people are the most hungry for, meaning, is the one thing that science hasn't been able to give them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on. It's like you're saying that science killed God. What if science simply revealed that he never existed in the first place?
I think we're going to need to get some air.
What?
And a few more of these.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Whew, a little chilly out here.
Yeah, this is nice.
I got one for you.
What do you got?
Occam's Razor. You've ever heard of it?
Occam's Razor. It sounds like some slasher movie.
No, Occam's Razor. It's a basic scientific principle. And it says, all things being equal, the simplest explanation tends to be the right one.
Makes sense to me.
All right. So what's more likely? Thank you.
You're welcome.
An all-powerful, mysterious God created the universe and then decided not to give any proof of his existence. Or that he simply doesn't exist at all and that we created him so we wouldn't have to feel so small and alone.
I don't know. I couldn't imagine living in a world where God didn't exist. You know? I wouldn't want to.
How do you know you're not deluding yourself? I mean, for me, I'd need proof.
Proof. Did you love your father?
What?
Your dad, did you love him?
Yes, very much.
Prove it.
As I like to do, there's a sermon insert that you're welcome to take and grab a pen or a pencil and follow along as they come up on the screen there. In my ministry, when I have mentioned that I was a scientist before becoming a pastor, many people have asked me, how can this be? How can a person be both a scientist and a proclaimer of Jesus Christ? After all, science and religion don't mix, do they? Well, it's true that some people believe to be a Christian, we have to check our brains out at the door of the church. I'm not one of those people. Others believe that we have to lose our minds to be a person of faith. Well, I am not one of those people, at least last time I checked. Some people, that was supposed to be humorous, but anyway. Some people believe that science and religion don't mix. Well, I received a comprehensive degree in chemistry and was an analytical chemist for 5 years, and now I am a pastor. Obviously, I am not one of those people. If I didn't believe that God could stand up to our finite minds, I wouldn't stand up here each week and, assuming some of you haven't, ask you to receive Jesus Christ into your life. It's the best thing you'll ever do. And if you have already received him into your life to help you grow in that relationship, I wouldn't do that week in and week out. Well, today's message is for honest, inquiring minds that ask the serious questions in our lives. One of my goals as pastor is that when I preach, I stimulate and challenge you both intellectually as well as spiritually. And when you leave here, you can say, yes, there is something about this Christian faith after all. It actually does help me in my day-to-day living and decisions. I want you to make sense of the faith and accept it for yourself. So let's dive into today's message. Who's your travel agent? Who's your travel agent? Who is it that you allow to guide and direct your life? Who is it that you allow to determine your destination and how you get there? Is it possible for thinking people to believe in God? For those of us who have been taught that anything unexplained is simply a scientific principle yet to be discovered, is it possible to believe in the God of mystery? For those of us who have seen the light of evolution and the Big Bang Theory, is it possible to believe in God as our Creator? For those of us who know that God isn't the explanation for everything that the ancients used to believe, is it possible for us to explain, to understand God in a new way? Or is God just a myth, as Jodie Foster said, that was used to explain the mysteries long ago that helped us not feel so alone in this world? Let's think through these things and just see where it takes us this morning. Creation. As I was trying to figure out where to begin this sermon, I thought, well, you know what? The beginning is a pretty good place, isn't it? Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning, God, when God created the heavens and the earth." I believe that's your first blank in the next video here. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth. One more.